Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the From His Presence podcast. I'm Jamie Rohrbaugh, blogger at FromHisPresence.com, and today's podcast is entitled Lead Me to the Rock That Is Higher Than I. Stay tuned for an encouraging word. Today's podcast is not one where I'm going to preach at you or anything, but it's one where I want to share with you from my heart based on some things that have been going on in my life lately. I've always felt like we go through the same things. Every one of us goes through hard times and experiences many of the same emotions and even many of the same circumstances or situations. And when we're transparent and we talk about it, I feel like these things that we go through can really help others. So I want to talk today about going through hard times and staying stable and learning how to get stable when you're not. Stability is something that I've struggled with for many years, and as I've gotten older and have grown in the Lord, it's gotten much, much better. But I used to be just up and down all the time. When I had just gotten saved and I was in my early 20s, there was just not any stability in my life. My outer circumstances were stable enough. I had a good job and I had a place to live and my circumstances looked normal. But it was my emotions that were up and down and up and down. And because of that, because my emotions were so crazy, then my spiritual growth was crazy too. I don't mean crazy in a good way. I mean, some days I'd be growing and other days I'd be going backwards. And I would sometimes respond to things rightly and other times really, really wrongly. So that's something that the Lord has been working on in me for many years. And part of that is just because of my personality. I'm very creative. Some personality tests would call my personality type a melancholy choleric. Things run very deep with me. And so it's natural to feel things more deeply. Nevertheless, we have to get to a point where even when we have a personality that feels things deeply, that we're able to stay stable no matter what life throws our way, because our stability has to come from the Lord. So as I said, this is something that the Lord has been working in me for a while, and it's been getting better and better and better, and over the last several years, I've really become a different person than I ever used to be, and that now I'm able to stay stable 99% of the time, and the 1% that I may get unstable, the Lord quickly shows me where I went wrong, and I'm generally able to work with Him and submit to Him and let Him help me get stable again. Of course, that's something I'm still learning and trying to get better at, as we all are, I'm sure. Well, something happened in my life this year that really felt like I'd been punched in the gut. It was something that impacted a large portion of my life, and it wasn't something that I was prepared for or had expected. And so when that happens, you know, anybody is kind of thrown for a loop. And I thank God that at that time, even though it was hard, He did help me stay stable. And it was especially when other people that I love needed me to be stable. And so He has brought me through that. But since that happened, it seems like I've been in a period of life where lots of things have happened and it feels like very much spiritual warfare, where things that I love and people that I love have been maybe under attack, if you would call it that, but just where a lot of things have been happening. And I really choose not to look at the enemy. I really choose to look at God during these things. So I see these things as situations that have been happening that God has allowed to bring purification into my life. And when these situations have involved others, then there are things that God has allowed in their lives to bring purification into their lives, to test them maybe, to allow them to pass the test and to grow in character and to learn things that we all need to learn. I think we've all been in a situation like that before, and so you can probably identify with what I mean. Well, how do you stay stable when that happens? When all of a sudden life throws you a punch? When all of a sudden things have been going so well and then they start going a little bit not so well? How do you stay stable? Well, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 91:1. And I love the whole passage of Psalm 91, but the first verse says, in the Amplified Version, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty." And I love that translation of stable and fixed, because when we abide in the Lord, He promises to keep us stable and fixed. And I've claimed that promise for many, many years because I've needed so much help to get and stay stable and to not allow my emotions to run my life. Years ago, when I was really struggling with this and I recognized that stability was a problem for me, the Lord gave me a mental picture one day in my prayer time. You can call it a vision, you can call it a picture, whatever you want. It was definitely a download from the Lord. And it was of me with a big eagle. And the eagle was a bald eagle. That's just the kind that I had in my mind. With his white head and his brilliant golden eyes and his brown wings. And I saw myself snuggled up under the eagle's wing. And it was very quiet there, and it was very dark, and it was still. I was sheltered from everything. The wing was much bigger than I was, and no one could see me. I was hidden from the world, and I could hear the heartbeat of the eagle, and I could see the glitter of his golden eye looking at me. And that mental picture the Lord showed me was just a mental picture to show me his protection and his watch care over me. He was showing me that he has a keen eye to watch over everything that concerns me, and that I can rest and take shelter under his wing, that I can have quiet there and peace when I'm sheltered under him. And I have kept that vision in my heart for many, many years, and so often I have prayed, "Lord, hide me under the shadow of your wings today." When I felt like I just don't want to face the world, that has been my prayer. Lord, hide me under the shadow of your wings. Keep me stable. Keep me fixed under your shadow. And the Lord has always answered that prayer, even in very, very tough times. Well, since I've been dealing with some tough situations the last couple of months, there have been times when I've struggled again to stay encouraged, to stay strong, and most of the time I've been okay, but it has been due to a lot of prayer. I've really had to just get in the secret place with the Lord and fall on Him and just cling to Him, because the things that I've been dealing with have been way over my head, way over my ability to see, over my ability to understand, over my ability to fix, over my ability to endure by myself. And so the Lord has really helped me, but it has been hard, and I have dealt with some moments of discouragement, and now I am so grateful to the Lord to say that they've only been moments. They've been brief periods of time when in the past, as I've vlogged about before, I used to deal with depression for many years, and I was chronically depressed, and before I got saved, I was a real mess emotionally, and so the Lord has brought me out of that. But we all go through tough times, you know. And I believe it was Spurgeon who said, "The joyful are not always happy." Well, you know, we do need to be happy. As Joyce Meyer says, if we've been saved, we need to notify our face. But sometimes we still go through these tough times where we just have to go before the Lord and say, "Lord, help me. I can't handle this." And I was in one of those tough times today when I was having a moment where I was just thinking, "Lord, you've got to keep me stable in the midst of all the storms that I've been in. Keep me stable." And he brought another mental picture to my mind, and it was so precious that I wanted to share it with you on this podcast today. So in this vision, the Lord showed me a large boulder. This boulder would have been maybe 12 feet high and maybe 12 feet across. And it was very large. It was gray. It was solid, maybe granite or something like that. Very thick, strong boulder. And I saw myself on the top of this boulder. It was flat on top. And I was just laying on my face, flat on the boulder, with my arms just stretched out, holding on to it. And nothing could touch me there. I could sense that I was absolutely stable because that rock was so strong. Even if an earthquake had come, and I could feel the shaking in the atmosphere all around me, but nothing could touch me. Nothing could rattle that boulder. I was perfectly secure. And I heard the scripture in my mind that said, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." I actually looked it up after that and found that scripture. It's Psalm 61. It says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And verse 3 continues, "For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings." Selah. Isn't that beautiful? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When I am overwhelmed, Lord, that's my prayer. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. My friend, we will all face things that we cannot handle. And when we come across these situations, it's useless to try to handle them ourselves. It's useless to pretend that everything is okay when it's not. Do we need to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit? Yes. But how do we get that way? By going and falling on the rock of ages. Jesus is the rock that is higher than I am, and Jesus is the rock that is higher than you are. My friend, don't try to stay stable on your own. You can't do it. Only Jesus can keep you stable. Only the Holy Spirit living in you can keep you stable and fixed under the shadow of His wings. So my friend, if you've been struggling lately, if you're experiencing situations that have been discouraging, if you've been struggling to stay stable, if you're going through something that you don't understand, if life has thrown you a punch in the gut, if you've been sucker punched, if you don't know where to go or what to do, I pray, my friend, would you turn to Psalm 61 and pray this same prayer with me? When my heart is overwhelmed, oh God, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Jesus Christ is that rock. He is the rock of ages, and He promises, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He promises that He will give you times of refreshing in His presence. He promises that in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. He is the one who will renew your hope, who will give you strength again, who will stabilize your emotions and your thoughts and your mind and your actions and give you wisdom to get through. He is the one who will hide you under the shadow of His wings. Only He can get you through what you're going through, my friend. So would you, with me, go to Him and say, "You are the rock that is higher than I," and fall on Him and let Him keep you stable. Fall on that rock, my friend. Even if you're in the biggest earthquake of your life, Jesus Christ is the rock that cannot be shaken. He will not be moved, and He will never allow the righteous to be put to shame. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I pray that it will bless you. If this podcast has been an encouragement to you, would you go on iTunes and rate it for me? If you also have suggestions, would you be free to leave those, please, on the blog post? And I'll be happy to hear your suggestions. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you on the regular blog at FromHisPresence.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.